What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo. It's called The One When Poch Strikes Back. I like that because it's a play on Star Wars, which, have you watched any of the episodes yet, Tibes, after we had the discussion?
No. I have not watched any Star Wars.
Because I've not watched Lord of the Rings yet either.
I've never watched Lord of the Rings. And
don't bother.
I'm not particularly clued up on Star Wars, but I do know the names of most of the films. And I thought I'd have a play on words.
That was good.
As he is back.
It is.
And he will strike back.
It is. It's going to be interesting. We're all here. Jordan's back. Let's round of applause for Jordan.
Woo!
Yay! He's in the corner doing the production notes.
Yeah!
Hooray!
It's going to be a big game. Obviously, Spurs. You had your voice note review for Blackburn. And to be honest, we're not going to review that much more because it's what we expected, really. But everyone's here today. It's a full house the first time in a little while.
Since 1888.
When is the last time we actually, all of us, were together doing something? Was it barbecue? Mm. Damn, a long time ago.
Damn, Daniel.
But yeah, everyone's here. Tobes is doing Movember. It just looks rather itching.
I've come as a nonce. Halloween's a bit late.
I think you look more like a fighter pilot from World War II. You look like
it's an upgrade on nonce.
Tobias Evenden.
He looks like one of the Polish ones that fought in the Battle of Britain because we didn't have enough fighter pilots.
I'm not going to attempt to do that accent.
Yeah, no, it's
Eastern Europe. Yes, hello. It's a bit more Borat.
Who's that?
Lukasz Benevoski from Chechen, which is just on the border between the Czech Republic and Poland.
Sound like a good Bill Bailey, I thought.
Anyway, in the words of some masters, here we go. This is the big one. Chelsea playing at Spurs away under Mauricio Pochettino. The first time he's been heading back to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, their cheese room, and their Beavertown Brewery, which I found out today. They have a brewery.
Mm-hmm.
If only Chelsea had some good beer. We'll have to figure out a way around that at some point. Who knows? But it's a big game, and I think that's an understatement.
It's a huge game.
Is it?
Happy now? Is massive. It? Gargantuan.
Have you got any more words that we can use?
Can really get bigger than
ginormous.
Gargantuan.
I've not heard someone use ginormous since I was
it's
about
like
12.
It's like a kid's word, great, exactly, yeah.
It's absolutely ginormous. It's class.
Humongous.
A game of elite gravitas.
Ooh. I like that.
Peter Drury's here, is he?
Yeah.
Although,
did you not see him say about Rodri clarting it the other day? That was a bit straight.
That was great.
He meant say clouting it. Or he did say
clarting.
No, he said clart.
He said,
clart it!
It's the most embarrassing thing.
I heard Rodri, you bomber clart.
One of the most embarrassing
Big
things.
Big Pete on
Sorry,
the mic.
I can't believe you're saying that.
I've watched Top Boy a few times. I know what I'm saying.
The three of us on this podcast do not have a leg to stand on when it comes to
those. Six.
I am fluent in patois, I'll have you know.
Go on then. He's gone for 5 minutes, so let's do some.
Me one big batty gyal. I'm going to stop here because I'm in dangerous territory.
That's a statement. We've lost Louis.
Yeah, we have, but...
And the whole world can hear that as well.
You need the mic a bit further away from you, I reckon, with that.
I don't know whether to speak or just let it happen.
Yeah, just let it kind of play out.
I'll carry on.
Anyway.
First time Poch.
I'm getting made fun of for being bilingual, and I don't think that's really on.
Yeah. Pretty harsh, really.
I told you.
Let's see if he can compose himself. I'm going to say no.
I'm actually crying. I'm gone. I'm crying. Oh my God. That happened.
So it's first time Mauricio Pochettino has come up against Spurs since him leaving them trophyless. Louis might be able to carry on. But if not, I'll say it anyway.
Keep going.
Big game, humongous, gargantuan, whatever else you want to call it. Let's have it, is what I've said.
Can you just go through the stats, please?
Well, it actually works because the next section is the stats section, which is a new addition. And that is led by me, which helps Louis to recover in the next 3 to 4 minutes.
We want to hear that stats section.
We don't want no stats.
Don't make it worse for yourself.
Oh, sexy guy!
I really apologise to all our listeners.
Yeah. Shanapal.
Can I give it to you? Wait, hang on. Have you serviced? Hold this.
Oh, God. I'm just going to let you do it.
Shanapal. Can I give it to you? Can I give it to you? All right, girls.
For the visually impaired or the audio listeners, Louis was using his stomach as a drum.
For those, For all three of you who are still listening after that and have decided to carry on and persevere, thank you. We'll go into the stats section where I will tell you that since 1909, we've played Spurs 175 times. Quite a lot of times. We won 77, drawn 42, and lost 56. Our loss to them in February was our first since they knocked us out on penalties in the 2020 League Cup. But before that, our last Premier League loss came in November 2018. Mauricio Pochettino was their manager and Mauricio Sarri was ours. Yeah. So I was going to play a little game with you two. See if we can guess the 11s.
I know who scored. I know Son scored again.
I remember that was one of the first games I went, this keeper doesn't save much, does he? Yeah. He likes to go from outside the box. I remember thinking that.
And Jorginho just skipping.
We were unbeaten until that game.
We were unbeaten. That was Mauricio Sarri. And obviously, you've kind of alluded to the fact we lost the game. Can you remember the actual scoreline?
3-1.
3-1.
3-1.
Yes.
Bit of Giroud consolation, wasn't it?
5:30. Wembley Stadium on the 24th of November 2018. Yeah, refereed by Martin Atkinson.
Quick meet home for me, that was.
I don't hang around with the stats. We'll start with the Spurs team.
Oh, that should be fairly. Lloris.
I think they're both pretty easy to be.
Lloris, was it back three for them, wasn't it?
So Son, Kane scored. I know, because Kane scored a. Screamer, a Kepa screamer.
Son, Kane, Moura.
Who scored the header?
Lucas Moura did not play.
Dele Alli played.
That was it.
Dele Alli played.
So Dele Alli was front three. Midfield was a double pivot.
Eriksen played.
He did.
Because he got an assist.
Dembele and Wanyama.
No Dembele and no Wanyama.
No, it'll be... Okay. No Dembele or Wanyama.
Walker and Rose, definitely.
Walker's gone by them.
What?
Walker's gone by them.
Oh my God.
Trippier.
Nope.
Really? Who they have at right back? Was it Alderweireld and Vertonghen there?
Alderweireld was there, yes.
No Vertonghen then. Sanchez already there?
Eric Dier was there.
Okay. Right, let's look through this logically. Let's go step by. So we've done the front three. From the back, Lloris.
Yes.
Okay, and it was a back three.
It looks like it was a back three, yes.
Eric Dier was one of them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Alderweireld was one of them.
Yes.
Who's the... Ben Davies?
Yes.
Left back was not Rosenthal, and the right back wasn't Walker.
The left back might have been Ben Davies. He is one of the back five, I can tell you that.
Right, okay.
One you should get, one you might get, probably should get, but he's not. He's a little bit left field. Neither of them plays
Walker Peters?
No.
Nothing. That was going to be one of my guesses as well.
Yeah.
Can we have clues?
A more calamitous right back than Walker Peters. Still plays in the Premier League. For a club.
Oh, Aurier. Sorry,
I was going to say
the
club.
That's it. Club that have beaten Chelsea. Scored against us on New Year's Day.
So we've got Aurier, we've got Ben Davies, we've got Alderweireld, we've got Dier.
Eriksen.
Eriksen, Ali.
Son, Kane.
So you're missing a midfielder and you're missing another defender.
Surely Winks weren't playing, were they?
No.
Was Ryan Mason knocking around? No. Actually, no, he'd had a head injury years
ago. It was... the defender now plays in Spain.
Foyth.
Juan Foyth.
Nice.
Love that.
The midfielder, I believe, now plays in Liga. He did.
Moussa Sissoko.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we got beat by that team. Wow,
yep.
Okay.
And Eric Lamella and Harry Winks came on as their only two subs.
Our team, I think, I guess it was Kepa, Alonso.
Correct.
Rudiger, Luiz.
Yeah.
Correct.
Dave?
Yeah.
Jorginho.
Yeah.
Kovacic or Barkley. One of the
Kovacic or Barkley. It was Kante.
Yep.
Kante was there. And then that means...
Hazard.
Yep.
Willian.
Yep.
Giroud.
No, Giroud came on a sub and scored. It was Morata.
Very good. Yep, Giroud scored in the 85th minute. Ross Barkley came on for Kovacic. Shot.
Was it the 60th minute?
58th minute.
Yeah, there you go.
And Pedro for Morata.
Spiced out that day.
Giroud won in the 76th, scored in the 85th, and they had three goals, which came through at Dele Alli in the 8th minute, Harry Kane in the 16th minute, and Son in the 54th. And that's that fun little new game. And now we go into some more modern-day stats, and then we're done. Spurs sit at the top of the league after 10 games, 26 points, 1-8, drawn 2.
Big Ange in charge.
Their best ever start to a Premier League season, and... Big Ange has had the best ever start
as a manager
in the Premier League.
So I was doing the preview with the We Are Tottenham boys. This is their best start since 1961. So they won the league that year.
Yep.
And Big Ange, I think, is one of the... I think. Well, you might know this because I wasn't sure. He's one of the only managers to get three Premier League Manager of the Month nominations. was either, I think it was him and Pep, and I think Mourinho got one as well.
It's quite funny, actually. So he's won his first two Manager of the Month awards available. He won both of them. So he's on two. I did a bit of research into this because I thought, well, there was a video I did on it, basically. But do you know how many Mourinho has? You bear in mind, we won three leagues with him.
Like four?
Five full seasons with him. He was at United, he was Spurs. He's won four. He won two of them in his first ever year when we walked the league. He didn't win any when we did the back-to-back. He won one the year after. And then when he came back the second time round, he didn't win any when we won the league and walked it again. And he won one, at, you know, he won one maybe the year before and then won at Spurs. Shows you how hated he was, though. Ange has got half his tally already. Arteta's got like six.
Yeah, but Ange...
And Arteta's done fucking nothing.
He plays fucking great football. You know, he does his best. Sorry, that wasn't great.
I thought he just plays good footy.
Yeah, that meant to be Ange.
No, that was meant to be Arteta. This is Ange plus Cogley. He's being all like this. He's a bit more gravel. He's not even big legs. He's a bit gravel.
He's just,
Yeah. Big legs against big Ange, though. Maybe. And the final segment of the stats is a depressing one, if you like Chelsea.
Great.
We have half of Spurs' points.
Right.
And we've won three of our own in 10 games in the Premier League.
Yeah, that's not good. Really not good.
And so...
Here's a good stat. We always do Spurs.
That's why I was going to say earlier, their best ever start, Ange best ever start, blah, blah, blah. Great time for it to all come crumbling down at the hands of Mauricio Pochettino's tricky blues. Isn't that right?
I'm actually a bit less worried about playing Spurs than I am about playing Brentford.
I agree fully with that.
This is what we've said.
I'm more keen on this run, and I look at Christmas Eve and I go, fucking hell, White Wolves, that's tailor made for us to lose.
Wolves at Christmas is a PTSD fixture.
Yeah. I remember I went up a few years ago, it was freezing. Everton and Wolves scare me more than the current run.
Yeah.
I think Everton, I think it'll be interesting what's going on at that point with them. Because they might be in serious trouble already.
They can be in serious trouble points and they deduction. Always get something off
but
us.
But that points deduction comes in and then they're fighting for their lives.
Yeah.
I'd rather they're a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, Wolves around. I still remember, so the only time I went to Wolves was obviously when I managed there last year. But no, I had two fixtures where I could have gone to Wolves, all both around Christmas. First one I missed because the car broke down halfway there.
Nice.
And we were having to deal with that. And the second one I missed because I got ill. Every time we've done that, both times that's happened,
lost 2-1.
We've lost 2-1. Yeah. I've been offered a ticket for it already.
I only went once. That's the worst away end in the league.
You can't make any.
Because it's all on the floor. Exactly. You're so spread. But I was at that 0-0 when we had 14 players available because of COVID and injuries, and the Premier League went, no, Chelsea, you can play. And they were cancelling other people's games. Yeah,
Arsenal, no.
They went, no, you guys have a game off.
Chelsea, play.
Yeah, they went, oh, you only got 14
You've got
available.
Four goalkeepers on the bench, I don't care.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember Pulisic missed a chance and that was kind of all that happened that game. Very boring game.
At least we didn't lose.
We didn't lose, no.
Positives. And a clean sheet.
It was fucking freezing, though. Positives. But big up Orange Chips, if you're from Wolverhampton, yes. You're listening.
Wolverhampton.
There's a really good Black chip country. Shop as well. Just unbelievable right next to it. That's first. My Orange Chips. Isn't it like, are they like triple fries?
They're triple cooked, yeah. They're very, very nice.
It's unbelievable. I'll have to do that. I'll do some triple cooked
chips. Here's your chips, mate.
They're not from South Africa, mate.
Yeah, nice.
I'm learning.
Yeah, nice.
But yeah, but we're absolutely right. A sponsor's required now.
That was a good Nelson Mandela.
Indeed.
All right, don't talk about the football.
I don't know who I was going to go for then. Lee Max here.
Lee Max! Anyway, sponsors required. Defeats, obviously, you mentioned we only won three games.
Mm.
Brentford's our fourth defeat in the league this season, our third at home.
In the Premier.
It's mad. Do you remember the years when Stamford Bridge was a fortress? Do you remember when Mourinho went unbeaten until he lost to Sunderland?
It was 57 games.
I remember a time when if we drew at home, it was like, whoa, what the fuck? What's going on here? what went wrong today? Like, it was like a shock.
It's nuts.
Like, now it's like we win a game.
It's sitting there saying.
I think that's partly as the atmosphere is worse than when we were going as kids. Like, I do believe that. I think the more successful and better we've got, the more it's just been watered down.
That's just football in general.
Yeah,
I think
it is. But I think that is a thing with us at the moment. I think the atmosphere doesn't help.
I think there's all that. You've got ticket pricing and everything as well, which is driving people away, and it's become more and more expensive. And I guess look, if we're going to talk strictly business, which is how they look at it. The product is now becoming less worthwhile, I think, if you're a match-going fan. And also, if we're being brutally honest, we're not the sort of people they want going to games.
No, no.
Because exactly, we're not going to go to the mega store and spend 500 quid and get all the food and, you know, all that stuff. We want to go to the game, go to the pub, have it as the social occasion that it is. But unfortunately, we're not going to have that opportunity as much.
I just think it is a big issue, though, not having actual Chelsea fans in Chelsea seats. Like, I remember being at the Real Madrid game a couple of years ago, and at the end, like, it's all tossers standing up, taking pictures of Real Madrid celebrating. So I'm fucking fuming. Like, why are they're in our end? And the other day, I heard some, I mean, I'm not going to condone this, but I'm kind of condoning this. Some, apparently, some Arsenal fan goes, head kind of kicked
that
in.
Was right, that was right by me.
I heard that, and I thought, good, but I also thought, how the fuck has he got a ticket off someone?
Yeah.
Who sold some gooner a ticket in Mafia? That doesn't make sense.
Stuff like that, where even when you see people, I've saw it for the first time last year, I was like, what the fuck? You saw someone turning up to a Chelsea game wearing like a Liverpool shirt or something like that, and that obviously Liverpool weren't even playing. It was like Chelsea playing, like, I don't know, Accrington Stanley or some weird shit like that. It could be anything, but it's like, why the hell is someone here like sat in a PSG shirt or a Liverpool shirt or a Real Madrid shirt? It's like, why is that happening? Like, it's not a fashion statement.
I saw in the city end, in the Manchester derby, there was a girl in the city away end with a United shirt on and Mo Salah on the back. I saw it. I went, what the fuck is that? How has that happened?
That's everything wrong.
That must have been.
No, it was real footage. I'm not taking.
No, I'm not saying it's fair, but that must have been a bet. Like, there's no way would do that.
No, I think it was just
everything wrong with football.
Yeah,
it's nuts.
A Man United shirt with Mo Salah on the back in the city end. Like, how wrong can you get it?
That's just like.
Yeah, but just to stress, I don't condone them kicking the bloke's head in. I'm condemning people selling tickets to rival fans. I think that's fair enough.
Basically, what Tobe's actually doing off mic is he's saying, putting his thumb down to suggest that he does actually.
Yeah, I'm actually doing what Joaquin Phoenix did in Gladiator.
Oh dear.
It's a weird laugh, even for you.
It's like Muttley from the. What's it called?
What amazing. Is it Amazing Race?
Races? Something racist?
Wacky Races.
Wacky Races, that's it. What a show.
Cheers, appreciate it.
Cultural references, we got them.
But yeah, it's. Obviously. We bounced back against Blackburn. It was an awful game, though, if I can be brutally honest. Like, I was not impressed at all. The fact that Raheem Sterling.
Right. Sterling was a bit shit first half, and Jackson was poor. But other than that, I thought Enzo was good. Reese was good. Referee probably would have won a pen.
But then Gallagher would have given.
Yeah, I thought Enzo, Reese, and Palmer were good, and it's first time they've all been on the pitch together. So that's cool. That's a cool idea to think of. Like, let's get these guys going forward.
Yeah. Reese James had like 4 shots. He's not afraid to have a pot, which could be quite helpful.
Having said that, then, despite their good start, look. Can we beat Spurs? Let's be honest. Like, as much as
I'm less worried,
I still think we lose that game. They're just playing so much better than everyone. They're on a high.
I think we've learned 2 things this season. There's 2 different Chelseas, to be honest. And you pointed it out with playing a Brentford and whatever. Our open games, where we've played teams that try and play football, consist of Burnley, which was one of our best days, Liverpool and Arsenal. Other than that, I suppose you can kind of count Bournemouth-ish. We haven't lost any of those games, and we've been the better team in every one of those games. So I do think there's actually cause for optimism, to be honest, going into Spurs, even City to some extent. I'm looking at a Newcastle game with more fear, just because they can sit back a bit. If you sit back against us, you've done the job. Yeah. But Spurs don't do that. Spurs do try and play football, and I think that plays into our hands a bit, because we can press high up. I know they do the same, obviously to a good level, but still Spurs. Spurs know what they are. Like, I'm not forgetting as well. It's like this starts amazing. You did play a 9-man Liverpool and have a goal ruled out, and that helped an awful lot. Like, Arsenal, Jorginho gave them a goal. Like, they've had, you know, they've had a little bit of luck on their side, which we've probably missed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think against teams that have played open, we've been pretty good this season. It's just once we play teams behind the ball, we're done.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you said it. I mean, we do have a good PL record. And it was, there's a whole reason, you know.
It's the history.
It's the history of the Tottenham. It's 3-point lane, it was called, wasn't it? Jim, when there was the whole thing, if you listen to Blueprint, actually, it's in there.
Shout out, Gary.
You know, they talk, obviously, you go to Spurs, it's Tottenham. Lads, it's Tottenham was the phrase. You know, that was the fear that we created as well. We go there and say, you know what? Fuck you, we'll have that. That's our place to play football.
And not just there, they have 1 win at the Bridge in Premier League history. Like, think how nuts that is. I don't care who you are. Like, everyone kind of gets the odd random win somewhere. Like, even your, I don't know, well, Brentford won away at City. They were a good example. But, like, yeah, exactly. Like, Bournemouth have won at the Bridge more.
Be interesting. I think, like you said, you prefer to play a team that's very open. But I think the next question is how we're going to do it. And I've noticed there's more stats in the script. So
oh, yeah, these are more sort of stats about how the teams are playing.
Okay, so if we look
about
at it,
their business this season.
Spurs have scored 22 goals from 10 games compared to our 13. However, they do have an underrated asset in the defence and just conceded 9 goals. And that's obviously Kuti Ramirez and Van de Ven, who's interesting.
They've got some good players. They
have a solid defence, yeah, even with Romero missing. Udogi missing.
Yeah, and I just saw that you put Pedro Porro there as having an incredible remontada under Ange. Okay, I'm going to say one thing about the combined 11 we did with the We Are Tottenham boys, right? Sim tried to convince everyone that Pedro Porro should go in ahead of Reece James.
That's like the one position. Well, there's about two positions. I would be like, nope, no one's getting in there from our side, basically. And yeah, he's one of them.
It's like,
I'm not going to lie.
Him and Enzo.
I'd argue I'd have Gusto ahead of him as well. Like, you could argue the case.
Yeah.
He's all right. Like, Pedro Porro is good, but I've been more looking at...
The thing is, we've seen him last season as well, so we know what he can be like when he just sort of dips off. Yeah. A bit like Cucurella. He's looked good the past 4 or 5 games, but I also know what he can be like.
Yeah.
And therefore, I'm still taking him with a pinch of salt. So, you know, they need a bit more time.
Tentative.
Which is, like, Reece James,
well, with
when
Reece,
he's there. And
there's not a team... Crap. If you did a combined 11 with any team in the world, I wouldn't pick anyone over Reece James anyway.
No. When Reece on his day,
if he's fit,
yeah, he's the best right back in the world, and I don't think you can argue anything else. But yeah, Van de Ven, I've been really impressed by. Romero, look more solid,
a little bit less erratic.
Yeah, exactly.
Got a red card in though.
Only one though.
Yeah,
only one.
No, I just mean in general, he's a screw loose, isn't he?
Yeah. I think he has got a red card this season. I think it was an own goal he scored, wasn't it? He did something that was.
Yeah.
He scored the own goal. He got the game away the opponent against Arsenal, didn't he? That was a big one.
Yeah, that's true. Bissouma has looked very good this season for him. He's looked like the player they bought.
How much would you pay for him if he was still at Brighton?
I think he's older than people think. I think he's like 20, 28. That's partly why he was 50 rather than 115.
Well, and there was a scandal around him at the time. But
that's true.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see how that all cracks on. I mean, we'll have to win the game at both ends and
keep matters quiet, and you've done well, but we'll do well to keep matters quiet.
That's kind of how I look at it. Son is prolific.
He's really picked up, hasn't he? Yeah. I think when everyone,
because they put him up front rather than on the wing, like he kind of looked cooked as a winger, and he's found
it's a bit
like Ronaldo, where
exactly.
He was good on the left as he got older, moved central,
as he's proven the past few games where he's been like tried to keep him quiet. One lapse of concentration, he scores.
Yeah.
So you have to be on it.
I think he statistically is the most clinical player in Premier history.
His XG
by
so
really?
Much.
Yeah.
It was a joke. Like, and everyone, every season, I was like, oh, he can't keep going, and he just keeps going.
So, okay, so because again, this was another conversation I had with the Spurs boys. We were talking about, they were saying, in terms of current form, then they were saying, that is Son the second best striker in the league behind the robot? You know, I think that's like, I think I can't think of anyone else. I was trying to think.
Yeah, you can make your Watkins is in good form. Alvarez.
I still think he's going to kick off at some point.
You could argue.
In terms of what he's done in the league already, yes.
Mm.
Like his output over, 5 years, 6 years, however long he's been here. Mm.
It's nuts. Let's see. But enough about them. Let's talk about us, shall we? If we take our chances, we can be anybody, apparently, according to
we can.
Tom.
That's a big if. But yeah.
Well, it is, but
I agree with you.
Yeah,
until we lose, I'm positive.
Can I just say that my negativity was justified in our last preview?
No, the reason we lost is because of your negativity.
What? Why?
It's
is
infectious.
That?
The players heard it. They heard it. Mm. They heard it.
Well, I mean, that would be huge if the players listened to Chelsea Echo, but I don't think we are. However, we have gone up in the rankings in Australia again, boys.
Where are we now?
We are 109 in Australia.
They've just sent us back down with that big Andrew.
Good eye.
Yeah. All the big Andrew stuff. I'm not listening to this guy. But the whole thing, we'll just have to see. Positives from Blackburn, obviously, actually.
We got through the cup. We're in the quarterfinal. We got no other cups to play for other than the FA Cup. So, yeah, it's good. And also, it's a form of maybe getting to Europa Conference if we struggle in the league.
Well, I think it's a chance to, as I said before, it's a chance to win a trophy. Like, the teams that are out of it already. Like, yeah, okay, Newcastle? I didn't actually see the draw.
Newcastle at home.
Which is about as tough as it could have got, but it's at home. So, that's something.
And I don't know if he'll play his third string team.
Yeah, they've got Europe and stuff. We might be all right. I think we might do all right.
As long as it's, if it's at their place, it's a write off. But at the bridge. It's a bridge. So we'll have it. We'll have a chance. And
we'll have a chance. We've lost three games at home this season. We're going, oh, no.
Yeah,
we'll
but they don't lose at home, as PSG found.
Which is insane, by the way. That's what they do. They've lost their first game at home in years.
They lost with 10-man Liverpool. 10-man Liverpool as well.
See, they do lose.
Yeah, not really, though.
But also, I'm seeing a great night out, you know? Just an excuse to go to Newcastle.
You're doing great.
But we got that in November. Having said that, though, my script's disappeared. Let me get this. Having said that, let's go through the team, boys. What do we want to see? What's the 11? And I'm going to say one thing. I do not want to see Nico Jackson playing. I don't think he brings
I'm with you. I want to play the Arsenal team. I want to play that front three.
Armour through the middle.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to play. I play like you did against Arsenal.
Yeah.
Sanchez, don't be a fucking clown.
Just
if we're cruising the game, continue to cruise the game, but don't go in cruise control. Just boot it out if you need to.
Bang it up there.
I want that. That's what I want. I want that exact team. I want
Reece James in.
Yes, sorry. Yeah, I would alter...
Gusto for Reece James.
Yeah.
So if we're doing the team on our team on paper right now, Sanchez. We want Sanchez, Reece James right back. Two centre halves are going to be
Cole Silver.
Benoit looked good, but it's early doors, isn't it?
Just, you could shove Levi and then put either Benoit or De Sassi in at centre back.
To be honest, I wouldn't mind doing that if you had Cole at left back, whatever. I'm quite comfortable with a lot of our defenders, to be honest. Because even though we're losing games, we don't concede a lot of goals.
No. I feel like a lot of the goals are coming because they're under so much pressure. Because they know if we concede, then we lose. Because we don't, then go.
Yeah, score. I'm actually quite comfortable with a lot of them.
I think Marc Correa was a little bit rash against Blackburn.
First half he was, yeah. Second half he was good. Yeah. First half was probably his worst game this season, actually, to be honest.
Yeah. I think for me, I'd
play like he did against Saka and we're laughing.
Yeah, I think, yes. I mean... Cucurella, Cole Will, Thiago Silva, Reece James, Enzo, Caicedo, Gallagher, Cole Palmer.
Sterling, Mudryk.
Yeah.
Poch, Mudryk.
He was injured, wasn't he? That's why he didn't play last game.
He was, but if he's half fit, play him over what we've got at the moment. Mudryk needs to play. He needs to play.
I think, to be honest, Mudryk is probably the brightest spark for me about that.
He's almost dangerous
outside Cole Palmer. He's just so aggressive going forward.
He doesn't care. He just goes, backs himself, which is what we wanted for so long. And he's got it. And there's a bit of output starting to come in, albeit from a very lucky cross-come shot.
It doesn't matter. It was Malta, yeah? I said that. The Arsenal game, he's still got it. As long as his confidence is growing, I want to see him.
Change his tune.
No, I've said this about him for ages. Genuinely, I was thinking about this the other day. I don't think there's a player, since Hazard, that's got me up off my seat like Cole Palmer or Mikhailo Mudryk do. I've not seen it. And these two are just... I just love how they play with no fear. No, we talk about, you know, Sterling was good at running at people in the second half, where he's shown in a few games he can actually play with a bit of no fear, just run at people. If we play like that against that back line against Spurs, Romero is going to make a mistake. I don't care what anybody says. Romero will make a mistake. Pedro Porro is not all that.
That's what I was going to say. Mikhailo Mudryk kind of kick and run against Pedro Porro. We'll see how good you are then.
I mean, it sounds weird because they played Liverpool and they played Arsenal. I feel like their defence hasn't been tested that much. Partly because their attack's been on point.
Oh, yeah. Madders and...
So, if they concede a couple, they're fine.
They're a really well-structured team. And, you know, this is rare compliment Spurs, but... What I really respect about what Bigange has done is a bit like what Tuchel did when he came in. It's not the same, but I like how it's none of this process bollocks. I do like how, all those players know exactly where they need to be at all times. Already, tactical instruction is completely understood. Every player is exactly where they need to be, the way that Spurs build up and whatever. Whereas, we just do have to hear these silly buzzwords in recent years. It's going to take about 4 years to look like a resemblance. Why?
No. I think the other thing, though, with Spurs, they don't have the pressure we have, unfortunately.
Oh, no, the pressure, because of losing Kane, everyone thought they'd be shit.
Yeah.
So it's just sort of like, oh, you just crack on.
It's almost like how we were under Conte in that first season. After the beginning run we had, everyone's been like, oh, Chelsea, they're going to be down there now, that's it.
Which is what I thought would happen this year, and then it hasn't.
No, but then the thing
was... It's kind of been their version, because they've been dumped out of Carabao early, they've got no Europe. Like, the whole time we thought, oh, we're in that boat.
But again, so there was no buzzwords. No buzzwords for them. They just, he's Andrew's come in and just gone, look, we're doing this. This is how it's going to work. And they've let him do it.
I'm just copying Pep, mate. That's pretty much what he says.
Yeah. So it's literally stuff. It's even stuff that way. He just chill about it. Whereas with us, we got the whole PR structure and the very American sort of like way of dealing with things, where we have to have an answer for everything, and the PR has to be right, the marketing has to be perfect. This is why we're doing this. Look how amazing, elaborate we are. It's like, can we just take a step back and just get back to basics?
I have to admit, especially when we have like a defeat. The worst thing is opening Instagram and seeing back at it and all this. I'm like, you shut the fuck up for a minute. You know, like, that always really annoys me. Like, when they win, I like all their posts. But when I wake up on a Monday morning and it's back at it in training, like with some cold edit with music, I'm like, you shut the fuck up.
But it's like, it's stuff like that. It's like, I just feel, Gary spoke about it last week when we were doing the preview. It's like, you go to Chelsea now, it's like, don't forget that Chelsea feeling, all that sort of stuff. Or like, when... do you remember when they first came in, they had the baseball style board flashing between the goals? I was like, you just don't have a clue, do you? You don't understand. Whereas, look, I'm not saying, look, Levy clearly has learned from mistakes. Clearly.
I don't think they have. I think they just had like a decent window, and then it all Spurs eventually. I've just seen Spurs long enough to know they have a little patch where things can go all right. Not that well, because they don't do anything, but eventually it gets to the point where they go back to Enoch out, Levy out.
Yeah. They did have this before under Mourinho in the COVID year. Mm. Do you remember when it was...
They were winning the league.
It was them and Everton. What was the sponsor they had at the time?
Was that energy drink?
No, both of them had the energy drink sponsor at the time, when it was like the energy drink derby to win the league after like eight games. It was Ancelotti's
James
Everton,
Rodriguez
and
Mourinho Spurs, and they were top.
They won 6-1 at United.
Southampton as well after nine games. Yeah. Stopped the count, taking the mickey out of Donald Trump.
And it was a weird COVID year. Like, there's no fan. Maybe something weird's going to happen. Mm. And they just fell apart and City won.
Yeah.
Shock. Or Liverpool might have won that year, actually. But
yeah. No. It was City, because Liverpool walked City. It.
Liverpool won the year before.
Yeah. No, what do you mean? We won then the league. You know, doesn't matter where anyone says.
Christian Pulisic,
man.
Frank Lampard.
Let's fucking go.
God, he went nuts. Yeah. Right,
Spurs have been in before, and I'm confident that it will eventually. One loss.
It's the history.
Heads drop. They got City coming up as well. Mm. But they like playing City. But
yeah, they do.
Son loves playing City.
They haven't scored at the new stadium, City. Which is just mental in like 5-6 games now.
It's ridiculous.
Last year was our first loss at that stadium.
Yeah.
And in the league, we'd won every game there.
Thiago Silva likes it there. That's Rudiger.
This is it, though.
Even N'Golo likes it there.
You think about how... You've named those players, right? And I get this whole process thing. But it feels like we're going into this game, and I'm a bit like, I'll take a point right now. And I'm going, this is Tottenham. Why am I sitting here going, I'll take a point?
I'm not going to lie. Most times, I know we end up winning. I always go into Tottenham a bit like, just don't lose.
That's the thing, you just don't
like
lose.
I don't think that's changed. Even when we were good, if we had away at Spurs, I was still precautious. They're still not a bad side. Like, I didn't expect to win. I just saw some years you'd expect to win when they're really the mess. But in general, like,
It's nuts, isn't it? I think we'll have to see what happens. I mean, look, well, before we do our predictions, like, so what sort of result would we be happy with? Because we're not going to do our predictions in this after Gary made us. Yeah, that's why we lost. Gary forced us to our predictions in the Brentford preview mid-show. And he said, we saved that for the predictions. And he's like, nope, gonna do it now.
Well, there you go. That's why. And you kind of just said what result we'd be up with.
Yeah, that's true.
The point. I
mean, just don't lose.
Pretty much.
I mean, but the thing is, I'm looking at the table and I'm thinking,
we need to win somewhere.
Some games. Yeah. And these next three, I'm like, oh yeah.
I would love it if we beat them.
3 points from them, but... And to start winning some games, and I thought that Brentford game was quite an opportunity to win, and then there's a little bit less pressure going to these three. But now I'm like, well, we kind of need to win at least one of these three, especially as they're all against, take City out of it because they're going to win the league. But Spurs and Newcastle are going to be rivals for top four. Are we even their rivals for top four at the moment? They're probably not thinking of us that way.
We ain't getting top four, boys. I'm just going to say it now. Because everyone keeps banging on about top four. And you go anywhere. Again, this entitlement, I'm not saying we are, by the way, but we are slowly becoming Arsenal and Liverpool fans before Liverpool won the league and after Arsenal won nothing for years. The sense of entitlement that some fans have, where they're going, Chelsea should be top four. We should be expecting better. We should do this. We should do that. I'm not, like I said, the process needs tweaking, a lot of tweaking, but we are nowhere near competing for any teams above us. I could genuinely go through, you look at Liverpool, you look at City, look at Arsenal, you look at Spurs, Villa. You look at Newcastle, you look at Villa. Every single one of them, all of them are better. By quite a margin as well. And that's not me.
We'll finish ahead of Villa. We'll finish ahead of Villa.
They're 10 points ahead of us.
Yeah. I know, but it's, do you know what I mean? It's just the start of November. Like, let's chill out. Like,
I know. But
you just, let me
continue being negative.
Yeah.
It's only 10 games in. It's a preview. We've got to be positive in previews.
Yeah, that
COVID, let the negativity come in the reviews on me.
That COVID
lose.
Year you guys mentioned that City won the league in. Yeah. Like, City were like 8th.
Yeah, but they
are City. No, I know that's different, but they're going 8th to 1st. We're not talking about some massive jump here. We're talking about 6th or 5th. Like, I'm not going to lose my fucking mind here. Villa started well. They also got battered 5-1 by Newcastle.
Yeah,
and they also got Europe to kick in. These other clubs got Europe. They're going to have their injuries. We've had a lot of injuries, and we're starting to get our players back. Like, if we keep these players sustained, we haven't had.
I'm very much of the opinion as well that the only way is up. This squad will gel, and we do have players like Nkunku to come.
I just want some solutions. Low blocks.
The solution, like, do you know, we missed our solution in summer window. I told you that was the solution right there.
James Ward-Prowse again.
That and a centre forward. That was the solution.
Yeah, but the solution that we're looking at as a centre forward is Ivan Toney, who we couldn't have played anyway. So,
yeah, no. Well,
if their plan is like, right, we're getting Toney in January, you'd be like, okay, well, you couldn't have got him in summer anyway. Right.
And you might Jackson looked good in preseason. Let's play him.
Yeah, and they thought, okay, we can get away with it until January. Then we'll get Toney, and they didn't plan on Nkunku getting injured either. Yeah. So, you know,
yeah,
I'm not.
Will be interesting to see what happens with it all. I think, like I said, okay, I won't be negative. I'll remain as positive as I can. But let's move on. Last little bit. Echo thoughts.
A return.
Thoughts. Question number one. What is your favourite win against Tottenham Hotspur?
Oh, that's a good question. Specifically at the lane or just
doesn't
in general?
Have to be well, yeah. No, it doesn't have to be. Any win.
Mm. Oh, 05-06 when Gallas scored from right at the end, screamer.
It's a good one.
Was that game? That was class.
I think my favourite one was, it was a sense of catharsis for me. Actually, no, from outside of football perspective, mine was the Carabao Cup final in 2015 because that was the first time I ever did a fan cam. So that was the beginning of the arc, the villain arc. Some might think. But aside from that, an actual game I liked when Di Matteo, when we battered them at their place.
Cahill
twatted it in the last minutes. That was one of my favourite games. I think that just watching us play Spurs, that there was a real sense of catharsis in that one. I loved that game.
FA Cup semi-final, 2017, Matic.
Nice. That was a banger. I kind of want to change.
I was the absolute thunder bastard. I was right on the halfway line for that in the gods. So
Zoom
you've got
reaction.
The angle. Oh, it's the ultimate meme now, isn't it? Yeah. Of him just going, oh my god. Yeah. But I was right on the halfway line for that. And you just saw it go, and you could hear, like, as he hit it, the whole stadium just went silent, and you heard it hit the stanchion and go
beautiful.
In. I was like, oh. Absolutely unbelievable. Yeah. Like,
that was a good day.
That is a great, that's a great shout.
I want to change my answer actually to the year before that when we had a shit year and it ended with
Battle of the Bridge.
Hazard.
Oh, yeah, that's a shout as well.
I was stopping them win the league and them all lose their heads kicking out. Like, that was so funny.
It was so good. And my dad being like, oh, I can't really bother to go to this, going to lose. Yeah, you have the ticket.
And they went 2-0 up. It was like, oh, fucking hell, we're letting them maybe win the league.
Gylfi Sigurdsson was playing midfield for him that day. That's all I remember. That, because he came on, I think he scored. And I was like,
he'd like our current team.
Yeah. Allegedly. Yeah. be careful, careful.
As well in 21. Was it Silva scored? That was a fun
Was that Frank?
I think so.
The one at White Hart Lane?
Oh, that was good with William.
Yeah.
That was a fun one. I mean, we've had a lot of fun days against Spurs. Let's add to that.
This is it. It's like that's what we want. It's like I feel like if this was a game which we win and we win in one of these styles, this is when you can see. I think you'll see. We know we're talking about or you two specifically love to talk about how the teams have leaders and development and understanding.
I thought of another one, Alonso. At Wembley. We've had so many good days out against them.
The second goal, with a free kick. Right, Alderweireld.
Batshuayi with a bullet header in his own net.
Yeah.
Alderweireld kissing the air.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Mate, what a man. Marcus Alonso, sticking
up. He scored a lot of goals against them, actually.
He loves it.
He loved it against
them. That Frank game was when the Anthony Taylor thing really started, because Gazzaniga took Alonso out.
Well, actually, and the year before, he was on VAR. Oh, no, sorry, the same season, in the home game, he was in VAR when one of their players stamped on someone's leg. I think it was Dave's leg. And Alonso scored the winner in that anyway. But, like, yeah, Taylor's just... That was ridiculous when he just kung fu kicked him.
I hope he's not the ref this weekend. Do we know who the ref is yet?
It will be out, surely.
Oh. They're all shit, to be honest, anyway.
Michael Oliver's okay. I can deal with him.
I can, yeah. I just hope it's not that fucking... No way! It's not.
It's actually...
Is it Anthony Taylor?
How the fuck is he on our game?
Oh.
If you don't laugh, you cry.
Oh, it's an old game. Thank God for that. Who is it? Has he got it?
Oh, yeah, because he was on the fucking... He was the ref for the Cucurella hair pull as well last year.
Yeah, he was.
Because he cost us and that. Both goals should have been ruled out.
Yeah. And then you add...
How that man is on our game,
or that Aussie fella. If it's that Gillet guy, I'm giving up.
Jared Gillett. He's definitely not called Gillet.
I'm calling him Gillet.
The best the man can get.
Because only dickheads wear gilets. Stand by it. You will never see me wearing a gilet.
I wear them all the time.
Exactly. You're a dickhead.
Thank you.
Moving swiftly on, though, another thing to talk about here. Tom's made a very good point. It's our penultimate game for another international break. And it only feels like we just got started. But this one, for me, does not feel the same at all. Like, the last one we don't want it to stop, we want to carry on.
Yeah, we've got two games before that. Like, I don't know if I'll feel negative going into it. See how Spurs and City go.
Yeah,
but I just don't know.
You just want to be negative, and it's
I just naturally am a pessimist.
Yeah, it's too much.
I can't. I've already kind of made plans for international break to get away, so that's kind of like why I'm.
Yeah, exactly. Look forward to that rather than.
I am. I think I'm gonna go to Valencia. Go see my mate.
Valencia.
Nice. La Paella.
Go to the Mestalla.
Yeah, might go to the start. Is
Spain playing there? They sometimes play down there.
They might do. I'll have a look. If there is, I'll go
have
to
some,
Spain,
have some gambas.
Some paella. Yeah.
Oh, mate, there's a banging paella place. Paella.
There's loads in Valencia. Really so, nice. So there's a good McDonald's as well.
Yeah.
No, there is.
To be fair, look, so I went. So we went with, when I went there, we played there. I went with George Benson. And obviously my mate's out there. He's like, going sort of like, all this sort of stuff is fantastic. And go to this place and go to that place. And... there's some unbelievable places, so I'll go out and see him and look forward to it. Can you two stop causing a scene, please?
It was me.
Tom was doing the water bottle.
Yeah, but you two, he, can I say, before we start recording, when you went one way and you followed him, like, he came back and he went, you two are in tandem, apparently. You come as a pair. So everything you do, he does as well.
We do travel. It's convenient.
What are we expecting, wise? Come on in. Next three games before the international break. Talk to me.
Won't be as bad as people think, because these teams play open, they try to play football. And in every game where teams have tried to play football this season, not only have we not lost, we've actually looked pretty good.
Mm. I think we can get 4 points. I think we will get 4 points. We obviously can get 9, but I think we'll get 4. I think we'll beat Spurs. Yep, I said it. Castle. I don't know if I meant it, but I said it. And then, yeah, we can get a point at the two.
Oh, I'll take that.
And then I'm not.
And City, I just give up.
I'm not
going to
pretend.
I don't know.
We can beat them.
That's quite a. Honestly, I think
they don't like playing us very much. We don't beat us by, apart from the rogue 6-0. They don't really tend to beat us by much.
There for that.
Last year when we were terrible, they beat us 1-0. Yeah. Haaland barely had a kick.
Yeah, he still hasn't scored against us.
And we arguably should have.
You've ruined it now, because he's going to do it now. He's going to go and score.
I remember when I said
it's
that.
All your
uni,
fault.
Kept saying that uni. Our Messi's never scored against us. We'll be fine. And he scored 3.
He never scored against Cech and Terry in that core, though.
No,
just caught on his big
open
legs
his
open.
Legs up, like, yeah, go on,
Cole Palmer winner. Can you imagine that?
Oh, and then he added
Cole Palmer.
Adebayor's. There's a full-on Adebayor's. And City.
How that what?
City finally feel what Adebayor's doing to Arsenal.
Oh, mate, it'd be so good. We'll have to see. But anyway,
Sterling and Palmer.
2-0 win, Sterling and Palmer. We love that. But yeah, I mean, guys, that is, obviously, we'll give you around those games, previews, all the shows, all the good stuff. Seeing some opposition press coming your way as well. But yeah, that's it for this one. Hope you've enjoyed it. I've sounded like I want to kill myself the whole way through.
Yeah, you're right.
It's been a rough week. I'll say that, but I'm all good apart from that. But yeah, this has been a Highway 61 production, part of the Highway 61 network. Make sure you follow us on the socials, lads. Where can people find us?
Chelsea Echo.
On what platform?
Instagram.
Yeah.
X.
Probably X, yeah. Which is Twitter, not something else.
X. All journalists put X, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah. That one, not another type of site that might involve X.
No videos on there.
What else? Probably, what else are we on? I don't know.
The Hub.
We're on everything, all right? We're even on Bebo.
We're on the Hub, aren't we?
On yeah.
Is that not out yet?
Yeah, not yet. We'll be only fans soon. Anyway, that's where you can find us. Make sure you engage with us. Tell your pals, your family, and obviously everybody about the Chelsea Echo, because we do have a giveaway coming soon, because we have a special episode with a special person with a special thing to give away. And yeah, you're going to want to know about that. And if there's only 12 of you, we're keeping it, all right? You know, I want that more than you believe. More than you believe.
More than you believe.
But
they're so good.
More than you believe.
I love that interview though. He does. When do you remember when he was asked? I think
well,
we
talked about us in the Champions League final. They play so wide. It's
that was good. They're so wide. But it was when he was talking about us like a while ago. I think it was under Frank. He was like, "Oh, were you surprised at how good they are?" And he goes, "It's Chelsea." I love that clip. Pep knows. We've given him the most losses.
Really? Is that a fact?
That is a fact.
Remember that his first season in the league, and we went and just played them on the counter. That was one of my favourite games.
Oh, Chalobah.
Eight in a row.
Hazard, Willian, Costa. When Costa just bullied Otamendi.
Mm.
Yeah. World Cup winning.
Gary Cahill, good finish.
Yeah. And remember when, what was it, Aguero went for Willian.
Aguero, and then Chalobah. Like, fuck yeah.
Aguero's been sent off twice against Chelsea.
No, he got away with it. He jumped on Luiz the first time, and that wasn't enough. So he went for it again, and he didn't get away with it.
Yaya Touré, she got sent off against Chelsea, remember?
Hitting Hazard.
How that, and then the...
Did you see him talking about Hazard's arse the other day? Yeah. Right, that made me laugh.
He's so big. Yeah. But it's the way he... do you remember the FA Cup semi-final 2013? I remember he was on a yellow, and I was in front of me. He was clawing someone's eye in the middle of the pitch.
Good
player,
though.
In May, and he had his fucking gloves on, right, and a snood in May.
I love you. Where
is my birthday cake?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Put a curse
I'm going.
On
okay, I stay.
But yeah. But anyway, that has been it, guys. Obviously, make sure you tune in for the Premier League spoilers. They will be coming your way on Saturday morning for your Kern Flakes. But apart
other
from that,
cereals are available.
Exactly.
No, you're going to be having a sausage sarn because it's Saturday morning.
McLee. I might make those.
Or a McLee.
You can't have it both ways, though.
I'm not having it both ways. That's what it's called. That's what we named it.
It is called the McLee, to be fair, isn't it?
You can't.
We didn't call it. We called it that. It's not. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's what we called it.
That's a grey area, that, I think.
It's not a grey area. It's very black and white. It's very simple.
Well, don't make it racist.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, do I have to sign it off like this, Tom?
Ideally, yes. In the EasyJet
EasyJet voice.
Please.
Okay. Muchas gracias, el equipo de Chelsea Echo.
Yep.
You do it better. Can you
well,
do it?
I also forgot to say from in that. That just says thank you very much, the Chelsea Echo team. I forgot the D and the Del.
Go on. Just, do you
muchas gracias del equipo de Chelsea Echo.
Gracias. Bienvenidos. Welcome.
That means welcome.
Lee Smith le gusta grandes tetas.
And he said it.
Yeah.
Sí.
Sí. Muy claro. Bien. Adiós.
Hasta luego.